In April 1973, just 2 months after the Calder case decision, Chief François Brelet and 15 other Diné chiefs filed a caveat with the Land Titles Office in Yellowknife to exercise their indigenous right to claim and protect the land covered by Treaties 8 and 11. The Paulette caveat was crucial to the modern treaty-making process in the Northwest Territories because it demonstrated that land rights required clarification. Click to listen to Jerry Sutton, the lawyer working on the case on behalf of the Indian Brotherhood, explain the events leading up to the filing of the caveat.